This call is being recorded.
Hello, hello. This is Diane Vick for Diane Vick's podcast on Truth Tuesday. So I'm a few weeks behind on the podcast. So first one I'm going to start off on is to cover the one that was missed because I was on vacation enjoying my family on the beach in St. Augustine. So we're going to talk about actually a topic that I've been working on over these past 3 weeks, and that is improving your own self-esteem. So we tend to do things to ourselves mentally that kind of block us from accomplishing the things that we can accomplish and what we believe deep inside that we can do. But we have a little voice in our head that kind of stops us. So I want you to think about this, and how exactly is it that this little voice is stopping you from getting those things that you want to get accomplished, completed. So you want to work on liking yourself. It's one of the most important things I've learned over these weeks is that you have to love yourself and you have to like yourself. And you really have to do things to be mindful and create an environment that is safe for you. You need to believe in what you're trying to do and understand what's the power of what you're trying to do. So in my case, let's say I'm trying to help other people heal. So the power is in the fact that I'm trying to accomplish this and establish a community for people to be able to obtain resources to heal their body naturally and find ways to empower themselves in the healing process and advocate for their own health and healing, not only within the medical realm, but also in their own daily lives. And it's important for people to feel that they are worth healing and that they are good enough to make this effort to help heal themselves. It's important to be assertive and know what you want, establish goals, and try not to blame yourself. Life does get in the way and obstacles happen, and sometimes you fall a little bit behind, but staying positive and keeping goals for yourself helps keep you on track and supports your development of self-esteem, so you don't need to feel guilty for these issues when life gets in the way. Definitely everyone deserves to be happy and deserves to have confidence in themselves. So it's one of the things that I'm working on for myself, but also to teach my clients to build that self-esteem for themselves and empower them to understand the importance of really owning their wellness journey and accepting that they are important and they deserve to find their own health and wellness and to advocate for themselves. So there are several things that actually hinder your self-esteem. It can affect you throughout your lifespan, whether it's ongoing stress from our very stressful lifestyles. It could be stress that came with a job, stressful life where we're balancing maybe being a single mom and balancing the children and your work and everything else, stressful in work environment, balancing all the activities and extracurriculars that your children have, and having all these things that you need to balance is very stressful. Some people also experience physical illness, and physical illness takes a toll emotionally and physically on the body. And mental health issues also play a huge impact on self-esteem for people. And actually realizing that you need help and seeking help is an important step in healing. Being bullied or abused, whether it's as a child or an adult, can impact children and adults with their self-esteem and self-worth and belief in their ability to complete tasks and accomplish things. So here are some tips to help build your self-esteem. You want to learn how to be assertive. Learn to say no. So one of my weaknesses is that I say yes to everyone. People will ask me to go buy them something at the store, or one of the examples is I'll invite someone to a place, and rather than them Google the location and the address, they will actually text me, which
to send them.
To send them the address. Well, now I'm going to make it a point to put it on them. I don't have to be doing work for everyone. They are their own person, and they can Google and search things just the same as I can. So saying no to some things will actually help free up your time and help you accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish. And this is part of setting boundaries. Setting boundaries so people understand what you're willing to do for them and what you're not willing to do. And even though you're a kind and caring person that wants to help everyone, sometimes this actually hinders your own healing and your own self-help. So setting boundaries is very important. And take control of your own decisions. If you've decided that you want to become a health coach, and then take control of that and take courses and participate in support groups and meet more people that were in the same realm that will help push you in the direction that you're trying to go. If you're trying to improve your networking skills or your social interactions, presentations with other people, you have to place yourself in these environments so that you become more comfortable and build your self-esteem, because people will show you how they appreciate you and how good you're doing, and this will continue to build your self-esteem. So like one of the things that I had trouble with was presenting in a group. I'm a very shy person. Doing networking or presentations in front of a group was super anxious for me and very hard to accomplish. So what did I do? I joined a BNI. I started going to weekly meetings. I started presenting into a group of 30-something, 40-something people. And this helped build my self-esteem, because now it was a goal I had set. It was a group of people I enjoyed being with, and they helped build me up. They're very kind and generous, and they are free. They're freely telling you how good you're doing, how you've helped other people, and this helps continue to boost you up. So join a group that will help you accomplish these goals that you're setting for yourself. Set up challenges. You want to continue to grow and improve. You need to challenge yourself and do more to accomplish these challenges. By setting small goals and long-term goals, you slowly, step by step, reach stepping stones to accomplish your overall goal. You can also join support groups. So if you have anxiety, or you're suffering from depression, or you suffer from chronic pain, by joining groups with people that fall within that same category, you form relationships and bonds with other people that are experiencing the same kinds of things. And by helping you understand that you're not the only one out there, it builds your self-esteem as well. It's also very important to focus on the positive. Be a positive person. Wake up every day and think positively. And sometimes that's not as easy as you think it would be. But coming up with simple motivational quotes, getting an app that sends you messages or quotes on a daily basis, something that you can read and repeat to yourself every day, will actually help put you in the positive mindset to keep going and accomplish your goals. It's important to also celebrate your success. So if you make an accomplishment, let's say you complete a meeting and you're able to do a little presentation in front of a group of 30 people and you did a badass job, appreciate yourself and celebrate that. Accept your accomplishments and write it down. If you need to write it down to visualize it and see it and see how good you did, then write it down and promote it to yourself that you did an awesome job. It's important to take care of yourself. Remember that if you're not healthy, if you don't feel well, if you're not taking care of yourself, then you can't help others to heal and take care of themselves. So you are the main person that you need to be worried about. And it's important that we don't forget that. Some of life's obstacles that can kind of come in the way of our self-esteem and belief that we can do it is stress levels. So are you managing your stress? Are you taking time to relax
and unwind? Do you exercise to reduce these stress levels? Maybe use some essential oils or something to help you relax. There are a bunch of strategies that you can use to reduce these stress levels. Sleep. Are you sleeping enough for yourself? So everyone has their own sleep patterns. Everyone needs the amount of sleep for their particular body. But are you meeting that amount? Are you waking up exhausted? Are you sleeping on a daily basis? And these are all important things to think about. And then moving into mental and physical health. Are you taking care of yourself mentally and physically? Because these will play a big role in your self-esteem, your accomplishments, and how you feel on a daily basis. Are you eating the right foods that your body needs? So everyone's food body is unique, and there's foods that are better for some people than are kind of toxic or cause issues for others. So are you avoiding these foods that are toxic for you? In my case, it's sugars and carbohydrates. They actually cause brain fog. They make me feel tired. So it's avoiding those foods that don't make you feel healthy so that you can stay healthier. Drugs and alcohol. Are you using drugs and alcohol to comfort yourself? And is it becoming a substance abuse problem? You want to really focus on healing your body naturally and not using something that might become an addiction in the future. Get support if you need it. There's a lot of community courses, whether it's establishing mindfulness, get a support group for whatever goal you're trying to accomplish, whether it's a networking group, or if you're trying to deal with a substance abuse problem or chronic pain issue, there's support groups out there and you can find one that's right for you. You can also phone a friend, make a phone call. If you're feeling a little down, call a friend that you know will bring you up and make you feel better. And if you need to talk to a specialist or a professional, find a psychologist or a psychiatrist that'll help you talk about your feelings or a good friend. There's always someone out there. So that was my vacation topic, which was improving your self-esteem. I hope that that helps you out. The next call is going to be on mindfulness and how to incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine to help reduce stress, anxiety, and a lot of the physical symptoms that come with stress and anxiety. Have a great week. Bye.